This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Talk to nicely.
Would you like to get early access to my ad-free podcast episodes, plus an extra bonus episode every week for only $5 a month? If so, be sure to check out my Patreon page at patreon.com/drnosleep to get access. The link is in the podcast description. And now, time for the story. My best friend Marcus is laying in a pool of his own blood. His eyes are swollen shut. A few of his teeth are scattered on the floor, and the left side of his face is beaten to a pulp. As I see him there, struggling to breathe and gagging on his own vomit, all I can think of is that I can't show weakness. Not now. Behind us, the referee is counting down. The crowd is cheering so loud it's hard to actually hear what he is saying. But I know the match is over. I have won, and it has come at great cost. The referee grabs my hand and waves it up in the air to declare me the victor. But I don't feel any sense of celebration over this. Instead, I'm mortified that I had to harm Marcus to make it this far. I mouth an apology to him and then turn to the crowd. For appearance's sake, I have to look like I'm a champion. Everything rides on it. From the sidelines, two bouncers approach the ring. They motion the referee to bring me to them, and all worry of Marcus and what will become of him has to wash away in my mind. A new task is in front of me, and it might be even more dangerous than the journey here so far. As they escort me from the crowd, I think back to what brought me here. I've always been a fighter. Growing up with three younger siblings in South London ingrained that in my DNA. You could say that we grew up on the wrong side of the tracks, but the sad fact is our parents abandoned us to fend for ourselves. That meant running the streets, taking blows with whoever we could to survive. We did a lot of stupid things over the years, things I regret. I was sure this would be on that list very soon. The freight elevator lurched to a stop and dragged me back to the present. The two men guide me to a shrouded room, a penthouse suite where VIPs watch the matches from afar, eating caviar and shrimp, deciding the fate of human lives. I know I am repulsed, but I can't show it. This golden-toothed crony is only the bottom of a very long ladder, but I have to keep looking the part, humble, thankful to even be called up here. He speaks my name and asks if I know what I just did. I don't dare speak yet. The question is rhetorical. Then he says something I will not soon forget.
Don't worry about who you were. The old you is dead now. You just took down our champion. That means you're the top dog. And that means you need to prove you are capable of running with wolves now. Getting here is half the fight. The real battle starts when you have to protect your title. Can you do that? Do you have what it takes? What you just did shows me that you can. You've got an animal in you. It's time to let it out. I look down at the floor, and he makes a decision to give me a new name. Tyrone the Tyrant. Show them no mercy. What do you think? This is the part where I dare to break taboo, the reason I came here. I am not interested in blood sports like Marcus. I want a real challenge. I want to fight a golem. For a split second, I wonder if I've misspoken. Everything was riding on this. To step into the secret world of underground fighting that even the most clandestine organizations didn't dare talk about. The proxy that is sizing me up seems surprised that I know anything about it, but he also isn't smart enough to deny it. How do you know about that? He asks. I know why, of course. It's the first rule. As you might have guessed, it's just what you would expect. No one is supposed to talk about the golems. I don't hesitate to give a response. Marcus told me. He said that's where the real action is at. I know that by making this claim, I may have sealed my friend's fate. These men could rip his tongue out, gouge his eyes, or perhaps even worse.
but I have to keep a steady hand and be strong. I'm nearly where I want to be. The crony laughs and shakes his head, a bit amazed by my boldness.
So you think you've got what it takes to beat up a golem?
I'll tell you what, I'm feeling generous. Come back tomorrow night, ride the metro to the fourth stop, and then right after the main match, we will see if you have what it takes. The door slides open with a hiss behind me, making it clear this isn't open for negotiation, and I leave, but I'm starting to panic. Waiting could mean that the crony changes his mind or has to clear it with superiors. I've always found it easy to fool a low-level intern, but I didn't know how smart the higher-ups were. Would they suspect my motives? I wasn't here for fame or fortune. I came to save my brother from a life of slavery to these thugs. My middle brother Damien and I are close, and I have always had his back, but I made a mistake 6 months ago getting in debt with the wrong people. We have always had each other's back, so naturally, Damien decided to take it upon himself to settle the score. What he didn't know was that these criminals weren't simply run-of-the-mill. They have money, lots of it too, enough to make people disappear and to build an army. I don't know yet how they mastered creating robotic warriors, and honestly, I'm not sure I care. I just know that my brother has wound up trapped in an endless cycle of fights with these things because of me, and it's now up to me to get him out. And I will destroy as many of these soulless creations as it takes to do just that. Time passes quickly, and it's the night of the first new fight. The crowd is thinner now because not everyone is aware of what the spectacle is going to be. Only those who are trusted can lay eyes on the golems, and the ones that can't are likely to never survive an encounter with one. As I'm led to the cage, I'm sure that the cronies think I fall into the latter category, just an upstart that is looking to make a name for himself in this business. They don't know I'm on a mission. They likely don't even realize that I know more about their organization than they do. Running shipments, dead drops. A simple job that helped to give me a low profile. I was sure it wouldn't land me in a bed of thorns, but it did. You make mistakes in this life, and you wind up dead. Damien's smart thinking saved me. Now it's my turn to do the same for him. I step into the ring and notice there is no referee this time, meaning it will be a match to the death. No holding back. Good. I didn't intend to. On the other side of the cage, I see a shadow approach and realize the frame looks familiar. Then I see the tattoo that I gave Damien almost a year ago. I'm disoriented for a moment as he moves into the dim light, and then shaken to the bone as I see that this is no longer the brother I knew. From the neck down, it's the same body and frame, but his head has been severed, replaced now by a metallic replica that scans my physical features in less than a second. Undoubtedly, the robot can check my blood pressure, analyze my movements, and mimic my reactions. It knows I am paralyzed with fear, but not because I worry I will lose. I realize they are using Damien's body for a reason. All the hope I had for saving him is shattered in an instant, and now I have to fight for my life. The bell rings, and the android rockets toward me with lightning speed. These aren't the moves that I'm familiar with or trained by. This is a killing machine. It grabs me and throws me down, slamming my head into the floor. A split second later, its right fist hits the tile as I move out of the way, my leg intertwined with theirs. I pull myself up and try for their shoulder, but the robot can predict my movements, blocking my punches, using force that shouldn't be humanly possible. I have to remind myself that everything about my brother's body can now be pushed beyond the limit, that it won't stop until I am dead, and I have to have the same determination. Uppercut, jab, 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 side swing. I start pummeling it in different places. I realize that even though the android is going to keep pushing itself, the body is still flesh and blood. I can damage it, break it. My heart is pounding in my ears as it jabs at my side, knocking me back. It takes every ounce of my energy to keep standing, to fight back. Now rage has taken over. I can't die here. I can't. I start swinging wildly, becoming unpredictable as I turn and jab at the robot, twisting its arm and slamming it to the ground. I have only one shot to make this work. My fingernails grind into the mesh of wires connecting to my brother's neck. The android is desperate to stop me, increasing its strength tenfold as we are locked at a struggling match. But I don't let go, even as pain courses through my veins. Blood seeps out of my fingers. I grip harder and pull. Electric sparks blow as the wiring comes loose. I smell the stench of burnt flesh. Then with a twist and a tug, I know that I'm going to make it. I pin the robot down and keep going, desperate for this machine to stop as it digs its own nails on my arm. I'm trembling, and then my former friend goes limp. The metallic head has come free, and the fight is over. I'm doing my best to not show my shock from the sheer brutality of this machine as the crony I met the night before enters the ring.
"It looks like you made the cut after all," he says.
"I'm in their world now. I've been trapped, just like my brother. And I know looking down at what is left of Damien will be my fate if I ever fail." Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're listening on Spotify, don't forget to hit that follow button to get notified every time a new episode is released. Also, please take a second to leave a rating for the podcast. This is so important to help the podcast grow. Thank you.